Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I hope that everyone is doing well. I have a very special guest today that I want to share with you. Her name is Kristen Corot. She is a native Angeleno and grew up singing. At a very young age, Kristen felt a connection to her intuitive and psychic abilities. Her spiritual journey began when she was really very young. She had a meditative connection to the ocean and to nature that was so strong, even as a little girl. She went on to pursue a career as a vocalist and was a lead singer for a band called Mosaics in Los Angeles in the 1980s. Over the years, working on different music projects and in the studio, she established herself as an accomplished singer and songwriter. Kristen began her journey into sound healing from her work as initially a singer and a songwriter, from whom she was often told that her music had healing qualities to it. In her desire to learn more about sound and vibration and its effect on healing and the human body, she began to study the art of intuitive toning and sound therapy and the use of something called the Tibetan bowls. For any of you who have never heard of the Tibetan bowls, today is going to be a real amazing treat. So stay tuned and don't hang up. Kristen also holds a certification as a She also holds a certification as a master of therapeutic guided imagery from the Hypnosis Motivation Institute, or the HMI. It is actually Kristen's personal life journey, which is not only the most riveting, but the most inspiring. Her life challenges both allowed her and gifted her the opportunity to use what she has been taught to heal herself in such miraculous ways. I have Kristen on the show today really primarily to share with you, selfishly because I know Kristen, and I have also gone to her professionally as well, so it's really been a double treat for me to get to know her both professionally and personally. But I really selfishly wanted her to share with you today her personal health adversities and triumphs and her life story for as much as she is willing to share. I don't normally do this, but what I want to do today in the show is let Kristen talk about her story, and then hopefully you'll begin to understand just through listening that we as human beings really need to look outside the conventional medical world when it comes to our own health and wellness and look to alternative forms and methods of healing. So without any further ado, because we do have treats in store, and before I do introduce Kristen, I would like to first of all say that she is very excitingly offering 3 sessions today, complimentary. So that is really something quite incredible and an experience, I must say, that I jump for before chocolate or even going out for dinner. If there's some money left in my budget, I'm calling Kristen, and literally that's my birthday present. So I just want to put that out there to everybody. If you want to know and learn more about Kristen, you can find her at kristencorot.com, which is, I'm going to spell that, kristenkorot.com. Now, I've been sick since my last show, believe it or not, so I do apologize to everyone today, but I couldn't be in better hands. And actually, Sunday was my birthday, and on my birthday, Kristen literally called me, thank God we're living in the same city, and said, guess what, I have a birthday present for you, and spent the afternoon with me and did a treatment on me and my birthday, and that's probably one of the most incredible birthday treats I've ever had, and that says a lot not only about Kristen as a professional, but as a human being, is that she really tapped into the energy and knew that I needed her, and she's just amazing. So without any further ado, I would like to introduce you all to Kristen. We're going to open up the queue for Q&A. So for anyone that has any questions, please don't be shy. Call in, and we will take in your call. And don't forget that there are 3 complimentary sessions that Kristen is graciously offering. Kristen, hello.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Well, doctor, I'm not feeling great. I could use the Tibetan bowls, but I must say I'm much better since you were here. But they couldn't, you know, how the universe works. And so this thing called divine timing, where this was the week and this was the day that you need to be on the show, where I am healing and not feeling well, so that we can share on so many different levels. So I'd like to start, first of all, because I really didn't go into any of your backstory. Your backstory is pretty huge. So I'm going to, I guess, ask you to really share in on the part that you feel was just the most monumentous, that really shifted you into knowing that you have this incredible gift that you are sharing with the world.
Well, you know my story. There's lots of pieces to it, so I'll try and pick a few.
Okay.
But there were a couple years that really made a huge shift for me, which was when I found out that I was really ill back in 2003. I had third stage liver disease that had come from getting Hep C in my body in my 20s from a blood transfusion, and they didn't even know it existed back then. And what happened was it was slowly doing damage in my body for 20 years. And so by the time that it actually, because it does it silently, so you don't know. So by the time that I was so sick, I was stage 3.
Wow.
And I was one of the hardest, what they call genotypes, to clear. And so I went, you know, flying to different doctors and found a doctor that was doing the experimental protocol up in Northern California. And he, because I was considered one of the hardest at the stage I was at and what I had, he took me on, and I was on an experimental protocol, which combined me doing basically chemo-like treatments for a year. So it's all the same stuff. You lose your hair, you're nauseous, everything.
Wow.
And then doing some herbal stuff with it. But I was already so in tune with my body and had obviously, like, kept my body at bay, at least up until that point, doing natural stuff, that he basically said, if this doesn't work, then you're looking at maybe 8 years to live.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, the medicine was maybe 50-50 chance. And so I went on it, and within the first month, you know, he wanted to see certain results, and he didn't like the results. And so I got an email, not even a phone call, that said, I'm pretty much giving up on you, and we should just stop, and you should get yourself on a transplant list. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. We didn't even get a phone call, we get an email.
Wow.
So that was like the first test, and I said, well, I'm not going to give up. And I went to my other doctor, and I said, are you going to give up on me also? And he said, no. I said, then we're doing it my way. And so I had been studying about the sound, and I really have always been intuitive about my body. So I kind of was very in touch with my body. And I told him, I want to combine Eastern and Western together. And I want to do the sound work. And I hadn't even been studying guided imagery yet, but I was doing it naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So I made my own regime. I basically made it my job to get well, and I put myself on a regime, and I had to give myself the chemo. So every time I did the chemo, I did a visualization around it. I put the bowls on my body, and I did...
You did them on yourself. That is amazing.
I did them on myself. And I created an image of that. This is when I talk about talking to your body and the power of the mind and the spirit over illness and stuff too, and connecting to your body. And so I pictured the illness as the dragon, mm-hmm. and I was the warrior goddess on my horse,
mm-hmm.
and I would go into the forest and I would say, you know, you need to leave my body. Now, for people that know me, I'm an animal lover, so this is the part where I laugh, because actually couldn't physically picture myself like stabbing him with the sword or cutting his head off. So I figured I would just like stand real goddess and just scare him out of the forest.
Right. Okay.
Because I'm going to kill him, you know.
And you couldn't hurt a fly. That's kind of funky. Okay.
Right.
Wow.
But what I did was every treatment, every, you know, I did acupuncture as well for my immune system. I did Tai Chi. I did a lot of things, but mostly the sound work, doing the bowls in my body and doing the imagery work and talking to my body. I learned how to read my blood work, and I would ask the doctor what has to be done. And he told me that 2 months after the other doctor had given up on me, that in order for me to have what they see as being able to get rid of the illness, to clear it by the third month. So I had 2 months that I had to really work hard to just see it gone.
Now, this had to be your 24/7 occupation. I'm going to assume, and sorry for interrupting, and the listeners also, that this was the only thing that you could do. Obviously, you were like 24/7. You weren't working. You were
I was working
day-to-day
too.
Stuff. Your food shopping and your laundry.
I was working too. I was doing. I was working, but I was so fatigued. I mean, I barely had energy.
Wow.
But I was still working. Sure, I still had to be doing stuff.
Oh my goodness!
I still
had
to live a life, you know. But
where did all that strength come from? Where did the stamina come from?
You know, there were times when I like fainted and things like that. But you just, I don't know. When you don't have any other choice,
I guess
you just do it.
I guess.
And I was determined not to let it defeat me because I was so pissed off after that doctor gave up on me. I was like, I'm going to show him.
I think that was more than anything, knowing your personality. I think that was the tenacity that you have. You just made up your mind. And you're living God's purpose for you. So this was destined to happen. And that's so much of what my show is all about. Is once we really are on our path and we surrender, that purpose is heading for us no matter what. We're coming to meet it, you know.
And so I did it because we got up to month 3, and I knew what the blood work had to say, and it had to say that it was gone. It had to say that it was not detectable,
right.
And it was gone. And I remember having acupuncture treatment, and I brought the bowls with me to acupuncture, which they would laugh at me, but they got so used to it, they used to bring other doctors in and go, look at these.
Well, they are pretty.
And by month 3, I went in to look for the dragon, and it was like 2 weeks before my blood work, and I couldn't find it. And I told my doctor, I said, I can't find it. And we got my next blood work back, and it was gone.
I had
done it in the 3 months, but I had to stay on chemo for a year. Oh. And I still had to keep it gone for a year, and then 6 months after that, and that's 5 years ago.
So the doctor that kept email or that emailed you instead of calling you, what responses did you get from the medical world when they saw that you were healing?
My other doctor actually was really, you know, knew the other doctor, and he and I still to this day kind of joke and go, boy, was he wrong, you know. And he actually, my doctor at UCLA now says to me, I want my other patients to meet you because.
I would think so.
Yeah, because now he's a believer. You know, when he would say to me, you know, if, I would say, don't say if to me.
Right. Well, when you look back, Kirsten, I mean, like I said, we know each other. I know you, and I've been in groups with you working with all, you know, let's say 10 of us in a circle, and I've also had the privilege and both the beauty of having you work with me one-on-one, and I'm so connected to my body also that it's really a gift when you get this, because obviously, like anything else, there's so much more that can be done, you know, just the effects and the benefits of the bowls altogether. When you were studying all about the sound and the vibration and the healing properties of the sound, for the listeners and people that are out there, and I'm sure there are many, for them, this is something so totally new. When they think about sound, I guess maybe, I know myself at the beginning, I thought about, okay, I've always loved music. You know, whenever I'm kind of feeling sad or lonely, or when I was young and I was growing up, I would always listen to music as a teenager when there were family issues and stuff going on, and it always lifted my spirits. How do you explain to people the healing properties of sound? Can you do that a little bit? And then we have a really big treat, because I know you and I have been trying to at least have the sound a little bit in the studio, so at least the listeners could get a little bit of a a feeling. And believe me, listeners, you can't. Unless you have those bulls literally touching you near your body, it's just something that's even hard for me to explain.
Right. There is a whole science to the healing power of sound. And with the bulls on the body, what happens is, you know, the vibration goes in at a cellular level, and it really starts going down deep, and so it can bring up different emotions and feelings. And also, our bodies are made of a large percentage of water, right? So when you're putting the vibration in there, that's moving around and creating the vibration that's going into all the energy centers of the body. And if there's blockages and things like that that are going on, emotional and physical blockages, you know, that helps to release. And sometimes when we're sitting on anger or we're sitting on, you know, all kinds of feelings, they, you know, you get tightness in certain parts of the body. And also the bowls and the sound also take your mind and your brain kind of into that alpha, you know, like a very calm state. And so, and also our body, the organs resonate at different tones too. So when your body, when you say your body is in disease, it's that maybe you're out of tune in your body. And so this helps kind of shift that and work with that. And there actually are, you know, oncologists and things that are using this more now too, because when you go into that peaceful state of mind also, you know, it you can release pain and, you know, you disconnect from the pain that's going on in the body, and it can relax somebody who's in pain as well.
You know, it's so interesting, and I wish we had like an hour, and of course we, you know, we have a half an hour. When I think about my late mom when she was on morphine, and I just had a vision just now of her lying in the hospital, in her hospital bed, and all of us around her, and I was just, you know, thought to myself, wow, if those bowls, I just know if they were placed on her body at the time when she was in such pain, at that particular point in time, it wouldn't have even been with intention to, you know, rid the leukemia. It would have just been, like you said, just to be able to give the body some homeostasis, or a little bit of at least some reprieve. I think a lot of people don't even really realize, and it's only recently that I really learned and understood and believe now, that every single thing that happens to us with each and every minute of every day, we are experiencing in interactions with other people, in situations, at events. Our bodies are cellularly experiencing how we feel. We're holding. If we get talk about that for a few minutes. Like if we get angry.
One of the things that I talk about too is, like, you think about there are people that you never see cry, right?
Right.
You know how much energy you have to take, how much energy it takes to hold those tears in. And where does that energy go? It sits in the body, right? And
which
that's kind
crazy.
Of the negative energy that's sitting there and holding tension. All those uncried tears, right? Or anger that sits in the body. And it starts turning into digestive problems or pain or other things that are going on because you're not releasing. And so
Exactly. You're not releasing. This would be a great time. Can we hear just a little teeny, can we have a teeny little sample of what those beautiful
Yes, I know it won't be the same as having it on your body, but yes, I'll try and give your listeners a taste.
Okay. So listeners, you're going to get a little bit of a taste of what the bowls sound like. There we go.
It's kind of a tiny taste.
Yeah, well, they just go like it's just really incredible. I would like to share, actually, because in my Kundalini yoga training that I'm doing right now, that, you know, I've always loved music and I've always loved to sing. I didn't have the privileged. Maybe if I'd grown up in Los Angeles, I would have been in a backup singer in a band. But coming from the East Coast in Montreal, little Jewish girl that I am, that didn't happen. But later on in life, I'm getting now the whole point of the sound and vibration and the whole idea of what the sound is all about. And when I had heard that you were doing this, I had never tried anything like it before, and I had spoken to an energy professional friend of mine, and she had said, oh, definitely, I heard it's incredible, go try it. And I remember the one time I went into your apartment, and you said to me, you know, just lie down, and I went, oh, my God, and I felt this bowl go on my stomach, and I was just open. I couldn't believe the sensation that was running throughout my whole body. It's, for those of you out there that are listening, it was so hard to explain. I just knew that after I stood up and I went, wow, I totally feel this like in every cell of my body. I feel unbelievable. I don't even want to have to articulate what this sounds like. It feels incredible.
Right,
that's
and
all
you combine
I knew.
That. Yeah. And then you combine that with the imagery work, too, and it helps kind of connect the dots with things because stuff will come up and, you know, you talk through it and see what comes up and,
right.
you know, work with the sound and that. And it's
so where are you doing this type of work? Because I know you had mentioned to me that you are obviously, you know, work in the health and energy field and health and wellness and that you are working with, or wanting to work with, I think you said hepatitis C patients. And so tell us a little bit about how you're using the bowls professionally.
You know, I see so many people going through different things. I mean, there's people that are dealing with wanting to move through blockages in relationships. I mean, you can use it in so many ways because really it's all about releasing physical or emotional blockages in between using the bowls and the imagery work. But that comes in all forms, whether it's needing to, you know, move forward in your career or in relationships or...
So fear would be a good thing.
Pain. Yeah, or dealing with pain or dealing with illness and being able to deal with, you know, the side effects of going through chemo and things like that, which I know firsthand. You know,
if somebody came to you and they had no idea what was wrong with them, but they knew they weren't feeling good, would you be able to start picking stuff up and maybe ask them a question and they would go, oh, my God, and that might just awaken an awareness, you know? They may just come to, like, an aha, something they had never had before. So for them, it would
that's
be a first
that's
time.
That's happened before where, I mean, what I'm really trying to do is get people connected to listen to their bodies.
Okay.
And also to really get still and quiet enough to pay attention to what's going on, you
right.
know, the
right.
kind of and where their stress level is at.
Right.
Because, you know, this the sound and the bowls also can help. And, I, you know, working with breathing and things to calm the body down with blood pressure and all kinds
yeah.
of stuff, it's which is all stress related. So, yeah, stuff will come up that people aren't aware of once we start doing some work and emotions come up and then we explore that and see what's going on. But it's not anything as, I mean, and as far as if it's a real medical issue, then I, you know, then you refer them to deal
yeah.
with their doctor on that. But, you know, my own doctor will be working in conjunction with him to deal on other areas while he's dealing with the medical issues.
It's so interesting. Is this considered, I know I'm an East Coaster and hadn't seen any of this on the East Coast, is this considered breakthrough?
I think it's been around, but there's more people opening to it now. And I think that probably I combine a lot of different techniques that I used in my own healing, so maybe people aren't combining all
okay.
the same stuff that I am. But it has been around. It's just getting out there. Not as quickly as other things, but, you know, it's just opening people up to finding ways to, for me, it's empowering people in their own healing.
I must say to any listeners, to listeners out there, that and those of you that will listen to the show after and podcast in the archives, that there's no beautiful way to learn more about yourself and your body and your mind and body connection through the sound and the imagery of those bowls. And I closed my eyes and said to Kirsten, I feel like I'm in Florence in the synagogue that I went into on the anniversary of the day of my mother's death in November on a rainy day when I was looking up and I could just hear all the bells, and this is just so blissful. If this is a way that I can be helping myself, this is beautiful. It's like being in a concert or, you know, being in a huge big room listening to people perform. It was just such an incredible experience for me. And believe this or not, we have 3 minutes left. Time flies by. These are the kind of shows I wish I had an hour. But I would like to share that when the bowls were used on me, the most incredible thing was as the bowls were moving, different stuff was happening. All of a sudden, I felt like I had burning in my throat. I remember saying to you, oh, my God, I put my hand on my throat, and you started laughing. And then all of a sudden, I could feel the energy shift again. And I was like, okay, this is like a little bit of fear. This is like a little bit of anxiety. Like I could feel physical stuff inside my body that I was all of a sudden making a connection to a feeling, an emotion.
Right. And, we talked our way through that to see what that was about.
And it's amazing because it brought so much to the surface. And when I had spoken to my body talk professional yesterday, I had said to her, you know what, I'm going back east, and I think I need to do this one more time. And she said, I wouldn't do it another time if I were you. And I was like, why not? Whatever I did on Sunday, I released it all. Whatever I said I was getting rid of, I threw it in the bowl. And I'm telling you, I felt good after. I didn't get, you know, I wasn't hung up or holding on to anything. As a matter of fact, I was letting go. I was really ready, so ready to let go. And mine is, you know, very much so emotionally based stuff that I've held and kept for so many years inside my body on a cellular level. And it's just, you know, people, we can't do this, people that are out there. You know, we're going to need whatever survival skills we have as we go through this shift right now in 2012 and where we're all headed, that each and every experience that we have every day, once we've had it, we think we're letting go of it. We say, oh, I'm not upset with that person anymore. Well, you know, surprise, surprise. We probably haven't let go of it all, even though we think that we have, but we haven't. So the experience is amazing. I know people, it's February, it's a rough month. People are going through a lot of shift. Both my producer and I were just saying today, I haven't been well for the past week. There's a lot of people walking around with low energy levels and people are sick. Kirsten does a lot of her work long. She can do a lot of it long distance. She can do it through Skype. You know, the work can be done through the phone. She is physically in the Los Angeles and the Marina Del Rey area where she practices. So for anyone that is interested, you don't need to be really very daring. You just need to just lie down on your back and trust and lie there. And believe me, the bulls take care of everything, and Kirsten take care of everything else. Kirsten is not only just connected with sound and imagery in the bulls, she's also a wellness and a soul coach. So on a coaching therapeutic level, she talks to you through things as they're happening, so you're really getting a twofer, which is what I call a twofer, a two-for-one. Kirsten is amazing. The bowls are just an incredible experience. Yes, that's true. Not only are they just so beautiful and gorgeous to look at, they're incredible to listen to, and when they get near your skin, they resonate, and they go right through and penetrate through all those layers of your skin right into your body, and the feeling is just incredible and unbelievable. If there's anything that you could go back and do differently, would there be?
No, you know, even the stuff that people have said, bad stuff, is all blessings to me because it got me to where I am. So, no, there's nothing I would change.
That's amazing. Kirsten is amazing. I think I actually really have, we have probably a minute left in the show. I have to thank you so much for coming on today. I only wish we had another half an hour where you could really talk about in depth, you know, what it feels like. This is really an experiential kind of thing. And because I interview a lot of health and wellness professionals, we say this to each other all the time when we're planning for the show. We need to make sure that the listeners hear that this is experiential. And that means each and every one of us is going to experience this in a, obviously, in our own unique
Absolutely.
And special human different way. So trying the bowls really is what it's all about, understanding that it's a bowl that gets put on your body and the vibrations literally are coming from, Kirsten, correct me if I'm wrong, from the energy that's generated inside you out, and the bowls are kind of moving according to your body's energy, right?
It's a combination of both. Okay. It's also working with the person's energy, and if there's blockages, you know, you'll get different sounds from different people based on their what's going on.
And you know what those sounds are like, obviously, like you can tell what they're like. Well, honestly, listeners, you know, if it comes to, I guess, kind of happens with age and everything else, if it comes to me thinking about going out and spending $100 on a dinner for an evening, I literally look the other way and say to myself, what would I rather do? I would much rather take the Tibetan bowls with me to dinner. That's for sure, because the experience is just blissful. It's unbelievable. It's so calming after. It really gets you very connected to your source and to your body. I don't know if I've ever had an experience with anything energetic like this in my life that I could anywhere near compare this to, Kirsten. I don't think that I can. And the beauty of that in knowing, as I just passed a birthday, that there's still more out there for me that's exciting and different and new to try. And this is still something that each and every time, you know, you'll do a treatment on me, I know that it's starting all over again. It's something completely right. It's just a whole completely different experience, something so new. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Unfortunately, we're so close to running out of time. I woke up this morning and I was thinking, how am I going to make it through today? Because I literally am sick, and I must say this is the thrill of my day. So even though I'm feeling lousy, I've got some energy back. Now what?
You did beautifully.
No, thank you so much. And you know what? It's really people. Kirsten is a blessing. This is her passion. This is her gift. This is her God's definitely intended purpose for her. There's no question in hearing her stories about her health that she's doing what she's meant to be doing. She is a nature girl. She loves to get out there and go on hikes. So for anyone that is in the L.A. area, do go to kirstenkuro.com, KirstenKuro.com. You can also find her on her Facebook page. She is called The Adventurous Alchemist. And definitely as I'm sitting reading The Alchemist, which is beside my bed, she definitely is full of alchemy, and she is a special person, very gifted and loving, and the world is just a much better and blessed place to have Kirsten in it doing the kind of work you do. So continue doing what you do, and more of it.
Thank you.
My pleasure. If only my mom was still alive when she wasn't feeling well, you know, between this and the brownies, that would have definitely been the way to go with her, that's for sure. Because
I was going to say, the only thing that I want to also say, if people aren't always necessarily ready for the one-on-one, I also do the sound bath for groups of people, and that's a good intro also.
Okay, so what is a sound bath?
The sound bath is, and I think you've been when we do it in a circle, and I usually have up to 20 people.
Right.
And so we're doing it as a group with the sound and the imagery, and then you get to experience a little bit of the bowls on the body, but you're also in a nice group of people.
Wow. Thank you so much for coming on our show today. I love you, and I love
you
what
too.
You do. All right. And we'll talk soon. So for everyone that's out there, the next 2-3 weeks are up in the air because I will be traveling, so I may be pre-recording some shows, but please do tune in next Wednesday. I think I may just be doing the show myself live next Wednesday, so I'll see you then. Have a great week, everyone.